sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the
Great job, Fisher and the team. We love the skit.
感谢主, 年轻人, 我很喜欢你们的默剧。
Amen? Didn't they do good? Yes. Well, let's take a moment and pray over God's word. Amen? That we will hear it and receive it in our heart. Amen.
让我们花一点时间，我们求主祝福他的早晨所要说的话，愿我们有一个敬畏的心来领受。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the scriptures and all that they teach us.
主，我们感谢你为我们预备的所有的话语。
And Lord, we just ask that you would help our heart to be wide open to receive all that you want to talk to us about today.
愿你预备我们的心, 让我们能够领受你今天所要说的。
Thank you for the truth of your word, Lord.
谢谢你话中的真理。
And we just ask you to help us just to listen to what you're saying to us today, to be able to apply it, to be able to respond to it, and God, that you would strengthen us in this season, in Jesus' name.
让我们领受你在这个季节所要给我们的话语，奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。
Amen. Well, I hope you have your Bibles with you.
希望你们早晨有带圣经。
I just want to share a few short thoughts on Psalms 115.
早晨要从诗篇115篇里面分享一些我的感想。
Just a couple of things I noticed in my study lately.
当我最近研读圣经的时候，我注意到。
So Psalms 115.
诗篇115篇。
Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory.
耶和华呀，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们。
Amen. Several years ago, there was a popular worship chorus that had these same words.
几年之前有一个很受欢迎的敬拜的诗歌，它的副歌就是这几句话。
It used to be a favorite of mine.
以前我很喜欢这个副歌。
Not to us, not to us, but unto you, O Lord.
荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们，乃要归于你。
What a great reminder, amen?
何等重要的提醒，阿们吗？
Not to us, not to us, but unto you, O Lord.
不要归于我们，不要归于我们，乃要归于你。
This isn't about us.
因为这从来就不是关于我们个人。
And sometimes it's good to say it more than once so we remember that, amen?
所以很重要，我们要说两次，这样我们会记得。
But unto you, O Lord.
但是归于你，哦，耶和华。
All glory, all praise, all honor, everything is for him. Amen.
所有的荣耀赞美都是归于他。
And this is something that we must remind ourselves in these trying days.
在这样充满试炼的日子，这样的信息我们不断需要提醒自己。
We must keep our eye on Jesus and remember it's for his glory, his praise, his honor, his pleasure. Amen.
我们的眼目要放在主身上，知道所有的尊贵荣耀赞美都当归给他，阿们们。
But as I was reading this part of the psalm,
当我读诗篇115篇的时候，
the Holy Spirit brought back to me another verse.
圣灵提醒我另外一节的经节。
Isaiah 26 verse 3.
就是以赛亚书26章第三节。
You know, this is why it is so beneficial to study God's word.
你知道这就是读主的话的重要性。
To remember God's word.
因为我们就会记得主说了什么。
To meditate on God's word.
默想他所说的。
At various times, the Holy Spirit can bring back a scripture and remind us of a truth. Amen.
当我们恒心这样做的时候，在必要的时候，圣灵就会提醒我们所读过的话。Amen.
Now this is a very familiar verse, but I heard the Spirit of God just bring it back to my memory in a very specific way.
我很熟悉这个经节，但是就在这样特别的时刻，神借着圣灵来提醒我这一句话。
Okay, I better get in the right place. Here we go. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you.
坚心依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
Now the way I heard or remembered the verse as the Holy Spirit brought back to me,
我听见并且想到这个经节是因为圣灵的提醒。
You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. That's the old King James version.
在老的 King James 的 version 讲到说，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
So that's the old English, stayed on thee.
这是老式的英文。
So the way I kind of remembered this verse, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and not on me.
当我读这的话，我的解释说，当他的心思是在倚靠你，而不是倚靠他自己的时候，你就要保守他十分平安。
Does that translate in Chinese? Okay,
it's good enough.
Okay, so The one verse out of Psalms 115 reminded me of thinking about this verse in that way.
诗篇115篇的第一节提醒了我这个以赛亚书26章的第三节。
Was because of the thought of unto, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thee. The contrast between our, the attention being on us or the attention being on God.
因为这两节都提醒我们，也让我们看一个极大的对比，当我们的眼目和专心是在我们自己的身上，还是在神的身上。
Amen, does that make sense? And so here, this verse, as I remembered it, was...He will be in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee and not on me.
所以以赛亚26章告诉我，当我的眼目在他身上而不在我自己身上的话，他必保守我十分的平安。
This contrast of where all the glory goes.
这个跟这个与他所有的荣耀归给他是相对的。
It's on God and not on us.
是要归给他而不是归给我们。
This contrast between where our mind and our attention and our thoughts are.
这个与我们的心思意念是一个极大的对比。
This perfect, perfect peace is had as we stay on God and not on us.
那个完美的平安是给那些专心依赖神的而不是依赖自己的人。
We need peace in these days, amen?
在这样的日子里，我们何等需要真实的平安。
Peace is very valuable in the day in which we live, amen?
我们今天活在的世代里，平安是非常有价值的，不是吗？
Our world is filled with fear these days.
因为整个世界充满了惧怕。
Whether it's over our health or the economy or your business.
不论是我们个人的健康，我们的安全，我们的事业。
There are so many things that men are worried about today.
今天我们有太多的事可以让我们担心了。
And so we find that in this time where so many are afraid, so many are worried.
所以你看到我们四周人充满了惧怕，充满了忧虑。
Perfect peace is a rare thing.
所以一个完美的平安是很难找到的。
So as I meditated on Isaiah 26 verse 3,
当我默想以赛亚书26章第三节的时候
immediately I was convicted by the Holy Spirit.
立刻圣灵就光照我的心。
You know, when God speaks to you in a moment, he can point out a lot.
你知道当神一说话的时候他可以显明很多事。
Immediately I was convicted how much of my mind was set on me.
很快我就被提醒了好多时候我的心思都是关于我自己
instead of thee
而不是在主的身上
Amen?
Amen
The Lord showed me that I spent many days with my mind on myself
神显明我许多的日子我的心思都在我自己身上
What was I going to do about this?
我该如何做这件事
And what did somebody say over here about me about another thing?
在那处有人说关于我的这件事那件事
What did people think?
别人对我怎么看怎么想
What were people saying?
对别人说了什么
How was I going to resolve a conflict?
我该如何处理这些纷争
Now many of these topics were things related to ministry and good things concerning the Lord.
很多这些忧虑呢想法其实跟我们的服事跟主的侍奉有关的
But I still was convicted that much of it had to do with me.
但是神光照我的时候让我看到即使在做这些圣工的时候我的心思仍然是抱关于我自己
And my peace was slipping away because my thoughts were more on myself than they were on God
因为我的关注是我自己而不是神以至于平安就从我的心里溜走
Does this make sense?
这你们听得懂我意思吗
We can go through a whole week at work with assignments and duties and responsibilities and maybe conflict with our coworkers.
我们可以做一个礼拜的工，甚至与我们的同工起了一些的争执或难处。
And it's all filtered through a concern about ourselves.
但是很多时候你仔细看，这一切呢，都是经过我这个人。
Amen? Am I the only person that struggles with this in here?
只有在座只有我一个人是有这样的挣扎吗？
Do any of you struggle with, oh no, what's happening to me?
有没有很多人都在过去的日子里说哎呀我到底什么事发生在我身上了
Is there your peace slipping away because your thoughts are here, down here, rather than up here?
你的平安失去了因为我们的心思都在这里关我这个人 而不是在神的身上。
Perfect peace.
那个完美的平安。
Perfect peace.
那个十分的平安。
This is why when Jesus instructed his disciples how to pray,
这就是为什么主耶稣教导他的门徒祷告。
He started up here instead of down here.
他开始祷告的对象是在高处而不是在地上。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
在天上的父啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。
Jesus said, when you want to pray, lift your head.
主耶稣说，当你祷告的时候，扬起你的头来。
Jesus said, if you want to pray properly, lift your eyes.
你若要合适的祷告，你必须把你的眼睛转向神。
Jesus said, if you want your heart in the right place to receive, lift your voice.
他说，你要的心在对的地方能够领受神的祝福，那扬起你的身来。
On the Father, on the Son, on the Holy Spirit, lift your attention up.
向着三而一的神，转向你所有的注意力，扬起你的身，对着他们。
But so often, even in our prayers,
但许多时候，甚至连我们向主的祷告，
there is this little pull in our heart.
在我们心中有一个拉力。
To not start up here,
使我们的祷告不是从天开始，
but to start down here,
而是从我们的环境里开始。
Now the Lord's Prayer does instruct us on how to pray for our own needs.
主祷文有教我们如何为我们自己的需要祷告。
But it's point three, not point one.
但是那是第三阶段，而不是第一阶段。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
哦，天上的父，愿人尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
This is the kingdom above us and not the kingdom below us.
所以开始于在我们之上属天的国度。
And then point three, give us this day our daily bread.
祷告的第三阶段才说，我们今日的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Amen?
是吗？阿门。
So often we can start our prayers with ourselves.
但是我们常常祷告是从我们自己的需要开始。
You know, wringing our hands, oh God, what am I going to do about this? Oh God, what are you going to do about that?
我们搓着双手说，主啊，这件事该怎么做？那件事该怎么做？
God, help me with my business.
主啊，帮助我的事业。
God, help me with my grades.
帮助我的学业。
God, help me with my relationships.
帮助我与人的关系。
Is that the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you pray?
当你祷告的时候，这是出来的第一件事。
Is it?
是吗？
It's okay, raise your hand. Is that the first thing?
如果是这样，
so often with me, it's the first thing.
因为我们就常常为我们的事情先祷告。
The first thing that comes out of my mouth is about me.
从我嘴巴里出来的第一件事都是关于我。
The first thing that often comes in my head is about me.
来到我心思的第一件事都是关于我。
You get up in the morning.
你早晨起来。
And you think, oh, what am I going to do?
你想说，哦，今天要做什么？
What's going to happen to me? Me, me, me.
今天要发生什么事，都是关乎我。
We are called to crucify the self-life, amen?
但是神召我们来是与他同钉十字架。
We subdue it by the power of the Holy Spirit.
将自己服在圣灵的能力里。
It is not supposed to be the first thing about us.
所以每一天的第一件事不应该是关于我们这个人。
Amen?
阿们吗？
And this, I am concerned that the reason for our lack of perfect peace
我担心很多时候我们没有完美的平安
is because our mind is set on me
因为我们的心思都绕着我们个人转
though more than in my mind is set on thee
而不是在神的身上
Amen? Does this help? Does this help?
阿们吗？有帮助吗？
This is why the word of God is so when our mind is filled with ourselves
当我们的心思充满了我们自己
We read verses like this, not unto us.
当我们读这样的经节说，不要归于我们，
不
要归于我们。
But unto thy name be the glory, amen?
而要归在你的名下。
We focus on the Lord. We use the scripture to help us reflect on God before we reflect on ourselves.
这样的经节帮助我们的心思转向主，而不是在我们自己身上。
This is why we all must be excellent.In praise and worship.
这就是为什么在我们的敬拜赞美里面我们必须是超高的。
Worthy, worthy is the Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, God.
超越的是完美说
Thank you, God, for all that you do. Thank you for how you've forgiven me. Thank you for how you love me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
谢谢您，感谢你，因为你值得称颂。
We deflect the attention from ourselves to Him.
我们将我们的思想从自己转向神的
身上。All glory, praise, and honor to Jesus.
把所有的敬拜、赞美、荣耀归给耶稣。
By opening our mouth and lifting our voice to heaven, we get the attention back where it must stay on Jesus.
当我们扬声赞美，把荣耀归给主的时候，我们整个的注意力都转回天上。
As we do this, that fear slips away, and God's perfect peace slips into our heart. Amen.
当我们这样赞美神的时候，所有的惧怕从我们里面走了，而充满了完美的平安。
God's perfect peace takes control of our mind again.
神的平安就抓住我们这个权柄。
That peace that surpasses our understanding. Amen.
那是出人意料之外的平安。
Where is your mindset?
所以你的心思在什么事上？
Amen.
Oh,
stepping on my little cord here. About to trip myself.Amen. So that was my journey this last week. Not unto us, O Lord. Not unto us.
这就是我过去一周的学习。不要归于我们，不要归于我们。
It's not all about us.
不是关于我，主啊。
God does not exist for us.
神不是因着我们而存在的。
God does not exist to make you happy.
你们听见了吗？神不是因为你的快乐而存在。
God does not exist to make us successful in our business.
神的存在不是为了叫我们成功。
Your business exists to give God glory. Amen.
而我们的重要的事情就是将荣耀归给他。
God does not exist to help you make a good grade in your classes.
神不是因着让你学业成功而存在。
Can you say that, students? Amen.
做学生的你能说这样的话吗？神不是为了我的学业成功而存在。
God has given us wisdom and intelligence and abilities.
神赐给了我们智慧和能力。
For His glory. Amen.
但是是为着他的荣耀。
That we might be successful, that we might be excellent in everything that we do.
所以我们在我们所行的事上都杰出，是为了荣耀他。
And the fruit of our labors and the fruit of our hands would give glory to Him. Amen.
我们做工的果实是为了将荣耀归给主。
That we will do well, that we would sow into God's kingdom and make a way for everything that He wants to do in the earth. Amen?
我们能够成功是让主在地上能够有路可走。
Not unto us, but unto the Lord be all glory and praise.
不要归给我们，要将荣耀归给他的名。
He does not exist for us, we exist for Him.
神不是因着我们而存在，我们乃是为着他的荣耀而存在。
Colossians says all things were created by Him.
诸事都是借着他造的
and for him.
而且是为着他造的
Amen?
Amen 嘛
It's good to remember this, isn't it?
很重要记得这个事情
Years ago when I worked at a cabinet shop I was an apprentice carpenter
很多很多年以前我是一个木匠的学徒
And there was a handful of us young ones that had just started working at this business
我们有几位一起做学徒
And a change order came in for a job that we were doing
然后呢我们接到一个订单结果呢那个订单需要改变
We had built all these cabinets to certain specifications.
我们原先的照着原先的订单做了一批的橱柜。
And one of the ladies came from the front office and gave us a change order.
结果呢，有一位妇人就来到我们店门口说，哎，我要改变这个订单。
And so we began to discuss this, the men in the cabinet shop.
所以呢我们这些在做木工的人就开始讨论。
Oh, you've got to be kidding. We've got to change all our work.
我们接到这改变的要求的时候我们说你开玩笑我们所有做的都要改变。
We have to redo all that work.
我们要全部改变。
And we started to complain.
我们就开始抱怨。
Has anybody been in that situation?
我们有没有这样的经历?
They ask you to do one thing, turn around before the end of the day, and they want you to do it all over again.
人叫我们做这件事，就一天结束之前又叫我们做另外一个调整。有没有发生过?
And so we begin to complain and whine and gripe.
所以我们这些学徒就开始抱怨。
And then all of a sudden my boss came out and heard us.
结果我们的老板呢，走过来听见我们的抱怨声。
And he said, who are you doing that job for?
他说你们到底是为谁而做工?
Who's paying your salary to do that job?
谁付你薪水的?
The lady that had asked us to do it over again.
就是我们的顾客。
Amen? Amen? It puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
他这个提醒让我们突然了解自己在做什么。
God has created us to serve him.
神创造了我们。
Amen? And there's so many things we forget. It's not about us. It's actually to serve somebody else.
我们老是忘记了，不是关于我们，乃是服侍神。
And when you get your attention on yourself and you think it's about you,
当你一注意自己的时候，你就觉得每一件事都是以你自己为中心。
That's oftentimes where the perfect peace slips away.
这就是为什么常常你那个满足的平安就没有了。
Our joy slips away.
你的喜乐就没有了。
Our attitude to work hard slips away.
我们努力工作的态度呢，就不见了。
So it's good to be reminded it's not about us, it's actually for him.
所以很重要的提醒就是 Amen? 不是关于我，乃是关于他。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
Is everybody okay?
大家都好吗？
It's a good truth, amen?
这不是一个很好的真理吗？
Not unto us.
不是归给我们。
Not unto us.
不要归给我们。
But unto him.
那要归给神。
Amen.
Amen 嘛。
This keeps your heart in perfect peace.
这样让你的心能够有十分的平安。
So this was very good for my soul last week.
上一周呢，这些的话语对我是很有帮助。
I took a little more time every day to give praise to him.
每一天我就花更多一点的时间将赞美归给神。
And then I found that perfect peace starting to slip into my heart and my mind again. Amen.
我就发现他那个完全的平安渐渐的巩固了我的心。
Just, I was created for him.
我知道我是为他造，借着他造。
To bless him.
而要归给他。
Okay, let's keep on going. We have a couple more thoughts. The word of God is edifying, isn't it?
神的话真的是建造我们，不是吗？
Just a little adjustment makes all the difference.
我们的心因他的话受一点的调整就有许多的改变。
So let me read my verse to you one more time. I want you, this is what a great verse this is to memorize.
这是何等好的经节。
Isaiah 26, verse 3.
以赛亚书26章第三节。
You will keep him in perfect peace.
艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分的平安。
Whose mind is stayed.
因为他倚靠你。
Stayed on thee.
他的心思是立在你身上。
You know what this word stayed means?
你知道这个坚固是什么意思吗？
It means to stay.
就是不要摇动。
Where do you stay?
你的心思是停在什么事上？
You have a house you stay in, Fisher, amen?
A little apartment? 你有一个房子，你住在里面，不是吗？ Fisher, 你不是有个家吗？
You go back there every night, don't you?
你每一天回家，不是吗？
You have your bed, you sleep there.
有一张床，你睡在那个床上。
You study there.
Not in bed.
Well, in his house.
Okay. 你在你的房子里读书。
In your house, you study there, you sleep there, you eat there.
你在你的住处，你在那里吃，你在那里睡，在那里读书。
You stay there.
你停留在那里。
Let our heart, our mind be on the Lord. Let that be the place where we stay.
愿我们的心思也成为一个住处，让我们的心思住在对的地方。
The place we always go every day.
我们总是去那个地方的。
The place we spend most of our time.
我们花许多的时间在那个地方。
It will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind, your thoughts, stay on you.
艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安。
Because he trusts in you.
因为他倚靠你。
Okay. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but on your name give glory.
耶和华呀，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们，要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
Because of your mercy and because of your truth.
因着你的慈爱和你的诚实。
Why should the Gentiles say?
为何容外邦人说？
So where is their God?
他们的神在哪里呢？
Have you ever had unbelievers?
你有没有听过不认识神的人？
Ask you, where is your God?
问你说你的神在哪里？
I can't see him.
我看不见你的神。
I can't touch him.
我摸不到你的神。
I can't hear his voice with my ear.
我听不见他对我说话。
You know, sometimes people think because they cannot see, hear, and touch God physically,
很多人因为不能看，不能听，不能摸到神自己，
that he does not exist.
就认为神不存在。
The psalmist responds in verse 3.
的诗人在第三节回答这个问题。
But our God is in heaven.
我们的神在天上。
And he does whatever he pleases.
随自己的意志行事。
In spite of the fact that we cannot see and touch and hear with our physical ear oftentimes, God.
虽然我们不能用我们的肉身眼睛耳朵或手去听见看见触摸到我们的神。
He is the God of heaven and he does whatever it pleases him and brings him glory.
我们的神乃在天上按照他的自己的旨意行事。
So David is creating, the psalmist is creating a contrast between the unseen God, the God we serve.
所以在这里呢,大卫这位诗人呢,就描述了一个对比的图画。
And the God of this world that the unbeliever serves.
就是对比一个我们所侍奉天上的神和 地上的人所侍奉的神。
Verse 4, he says their idols are silver and gold.
他描述地上人所敬拜的,说他们的偶像是金的,是银的。
The work of men's hands.
是人的手造出来的。
Now, these days, people do not, in some places, we still know people that worship idols. Amen?
我们还知道很多地方人是敬拜偶像的。
We may not have friends that have idols in their house and they still worship and honor them.
我们也许我们的，我们有朋友家里还有偶像。
But I would say for the most part, people don't have idols of gold and silver in their homes anymore.
但是很多地方你也看不见有金的银的偶像在人的家中。
But that does not mean that they don't have idols.
但是不代表他们没有偶像。
Men worship the works of their hands, don't they?
人会敬拜他自己手中所做的功，不是吗？
They worship their possessions. They worship maybe their job.
敬拜所他们所拥有的物质，甚至他们自己的事业。
There are many things that are the work of men's hands that they worship.
人敬拜很多他们自己手中所完成的事。
Verse 5.
第五节说到,
David talks about, the psalmist talks about these idols.
在诗篇里描述这些偶像的光景,
these graven images.
这是他们的描述,
they have mouths but do not speak.
这些偶像有口却不能言,
eyes they have but do not see.
有眼但他不能见,
they have ears but they do not hear.
他们有耳朵却不能听,
noses they have but they do not smell.
他们有鼻子却不能闻,
they have hands but they do not handle or feel.
他们有手却不能摸,
feet, but they do not walk.
他们有脚却不能走,
nor do they mutter through their throat. They don't make any noise.
他们有喉咙,但他们不能发声。
So many graven images. They have eyes, they have ears, they have hands, feet.
是的,这些偶像是有眼,有耳,有手,有脚。
But they're made out of gold, silver, stone. They have no power.
他们乃是金银或者石头所造,却没有能力。
Now, verse 8 is a very interesting verse.
第八节是很有意思的。
Those who make them are like them.
造他的要和他一样。
So is everyone who trusts in them.
凡依靠他的也是一样。
A profound spiritual truth.
这是一个何等真实的经节。
Is that we become like the things we trust in.
我们 依靠什么,我们就成为那样的东西。
If you trust in lifeless objects,
若是你依靠的是没有生气的物品,
it steals your ability to be alive in the best kind of way.
它就将你能够最有能力的那个生命力给夺取。
If you worship and give all your attention to inanimate objects,
若是你将你所有的力量、注意力都投资在没有生气的事物上,
your heart becomes hard.
你的心慢慢也就刚硬。
If you trust in these things, your ability to speak,
若是你依靠的是这样的事物, 那你说话的能力,
the true gift to be able to see and have vision for your life is lost.
你那个能够看透事物的能力就会失去了。
To be the ability to hear how God feels about you and what others are trying to say to you is suddenly gone.
你能够听见神话语的能力也失去了。
You have hands but can't touch.
你有手，但是你却不能触摸。
Feet but can't walk.
你有脚，但是你却不能行走。
If you trust lifeless inanimate things,
因为你所依靠的如果是没有生命的事物。
It steals and robs your ability to really be alive and make a difference in this world.
那这些事物也会夺取你能够有生命、有能力的那个生命。
That's why we who serve the Lord Jesus Christ,
所以我们侍奉耶稣基督的人。
We serve a God that sees everything. Amen.
我们所侍奉的是一个神，他能见所有的。
His eyes roam to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeing those who he can support and help.
因为他的眼目遍察全地，要帮助那些向他心切。
We serve a God who hears the cry of those who are in need.
我们侍奉的神是那位听我们呼求的神。
We serve a God who speaks.And brings dead things to life, amen.
我们所侍奉的神是那位使物变有，使死人复活的神。
We serve a God who can walk in any situation, even walking upon water.
我们所侍奉的神能够在所有的环境里行走，包括行走在水面上。
We serve a God who touches those who no one else wants to touch.
我们所侍奉的神是愿意触摸那个连其他的人不愿意触碰的事的人。
Like the leper in the Gospels, Jesus touched him and he was healed. Amen.
就像在福音书里，耶稣怎么样触摸那个长大麻风的人，他就立刻痊愈。
If we serve God with all of our heart.We become expressions of His heart.
当我们全心侍奉我们的神，我们就成为他心意的一个发表。
But those who trust in the things of the world, they lose this God-given ability.
但是我们若是依靠的是世上无定的事物，那我们就失去了这个神圣的能力。
And this is we must be very careful about that in the days in which we live.
我们活在一个世代，我们要非常的小心。
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, there's already reason to kind of separate ourselves these days because of the pandemic.
因为疫情的缘故，我们必须常常把自己分别出来。
People are more cautious these days, amen?
这些日子我们都非常的小心，不是吗？
Some have almost totally isolated themselves.
有些人是活在一个完全孤独的一个情况。
And if we are not careful, if we become too focused on ourselves,
那我们如果不小心，我们就会变成太注意我们自己。
We lose our ability to see one another.
而失去能够彼此关怀的能力。
We lose our ability to speak.
我们失去能够说话的能力。
Have you found sometimes with the mask on, sometimes you don't want to speak as much?
因为现在我们都得戴口罩，你会不会常常觉得因此你就少说了一些话？
Have you found that there's this distance that's tempting us to the not the best part of us to separate ourselves from one another?
为了保持足够的距离，常常就让我们与人的关系也生疏了。
I understand some of the space and distance is absolutely necessary.
我了解我们保持距离，我们做一些的事情是必须的。
But we must be careful that the enemy does not take advantage of us.
但是我们要小心，不要让仇敌在这件事上占我们的便宜。
And we be caught up in a fear for ourselves and we create unnecessary distance between us and our brothers and sisters.
因为我们以自己为中心的惧怕，以至于我们和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹之间产生了不必要的距离。
In every family, a common complaint. You want to know what it is?
在每一个家庭中，常常听到抱怨是什么？
Wife turns to the husband.
老婆对着老公说，
You don't listen to me. You can't hear me.
你都不听我的，你听不见我说话。
You don't see me.
你看不见我的存在。
You don't talk to me.
你都不告诉我。
Am I speaking the truth? Amen.
你有在我家吗？
The kids, the children, you don't listen to me.
孩子们，你们都不听我的话。
You never talk to me, a mother says to her son.
母亲对孩子说，你都不跟我沟通。
Am I right? Is this how the conversation in families all across our nation, our world, over and over again, these type of things are said?
是不是这是一个很常听到的一种对话，无论在这个国家甚至全世界。
And this is a direct result of when we get our eyes on the wrong thing.
这是一个什么来的结果呢？就是当我们的眼目转到错误的事。
When we forget that it's about Jesus.
我们忘了一切都是关乎耶稣。
And not everything is about us.
并不是都关乎我自己。
We get our eyes on ourselves.
当我的眼目注意的只是我。
And we quit seeing.
我们就看不清楚。
We quit talking.
我们就不说话了。
We quit listening.
我们也听不见了。
We stopped touching.
我们也不再触摸了。
Amen.
Amen.
Those who
Let's read the verse again. Verse 8. Those who make them
第八节说,
are like them.
造他的,
you have eyes, but you cannot see.
你有眼睛,
you have ears, but you're not listening.
你有耳朵,
you have feet, but you're always staying in the same place.
你有脚,
you have a mouth, but you're not speaking. You're not telling me anything.
你有嘴,
those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them.
造他的要和他一样, 凡靠他的也是如此。
When I just ask myself and I ask you, when we find ourselves
我们问我们自己,
not doing a good job,
当我们发现说我们某件事没有做得好,
on being connected heart to heart with one another,
或者与人在交心诚恳的沟通的事上,
when we stop taking the time to really look at one another,
当我们已经不再花时间很真诚的彼此的相对,
when we stop listening to one another,
或者彼此认真的倾听,
and we stop talking to one another,
或者不再沟通,
you can't have relationship, all these things. Think about it. Your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your hand. All of these are given to us as gifts from God so we can stay connected one to another.
想一想,如果这是你的光景,你就要想说神赐给我眼睛、耳朵、嘴和手脚,
Amen. Is that true or not?
就是让人能够触摸、能够看见、能够听见、能够沟通的。
If we lose these,
如果我们失去了这所有的功能,
we lose connection with one another.
我们就与人断绝了。
We are not an island unto ourselves. The Bible says we are the body of Christ.
圣经说我们是基督的身体。
Can the hand say to the foot, I have no need of thee?
手能对脚说我不需要你。
Try just getting through the day on one foot, much less two.
试试看,你可以用一只脚走路。
These eyes, ears, mouth, hands are meant to help us stay connected.
你的眼睛、耳朵、嘴巴和手足, 它的重要功能之一就是与人沟通。
Yes, there are real challenges today in the days in which we're living.
是的,我们今天活在一个时代, 这样的沟通是很挑战性的。
But we must find a way to stay connected. Amen?
但是我们必须找到办法来沟通,
we must take a little extra effort. We need to take a little extra effort.
我们必须花一点力量,
to stay connected.
好让我们彼此有真实的连结。
We serve a God, Jesus,
我们所侍奉的神耶稣基督,
who saw people like no one else has ever seen them.
他看人的时候, 他的眼光跟人完全不一样。
He noticed the little things that other people didn't notice.
他注意到很多别人没有注意到的细节。
Because we worship Jesus,
我们因为我们敬拜的是耶稣,
we can see the little things in one another's lives.
我们一样能够看到在人生命中那些细微的事情。
Jesus heard the cry that no one else heard.
耶稣能够听见其他人听不见的呼求。
Remember mothers, when your child was very young?
做母亲的,记得吗? 当你的孩子幼小的时候。
Ladies, do you remember when your baby was very young?
记得吗? 当你的婴孩还小的时候。
And that first week you brought them home from the hospital?
你们从医院回到加州的第一个礼拜。
And you heard that little cry in the other room?
你听到隔壁房间孩子的呼声。
You were up on your feet.
你会跳起来。
You responded so quick.
你很快的就会去答应他的要求。
That is the heart of Jesus.
主耶稣的心就是这样。
And because Jesus hears the cry like that,
因为主耶稣听到声音是这样听到的。
Because we worship him, we are like the one we worship.
因为我们敬拜他, 我们就像我们所敬拜的那一位。
You see where I'm going with this, don't you?
你们了解我的逻辑吧。
You are like the one you worship.
因为你要像你所造的,
你所敬拜的, we are like Jesus,
我们要像主,
who is connected to everyone better than anyone else could ever be.
他是跟所有的人都是连结的, 没有人比他更连结了。
Or are we like graven images that men serve?
或者我们像那些死气沉沉的偶像是人所造的。
Who have eyes they cannot see, ears they cannot hear, mouths they cannot speak.
偶像是有眼睛、有耳朵、有嘴巴，却不能看、不能听、不能说。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you hear the exhortation?
你们了解我这里的意思吗？
This is a good exhortation, amen?
这是非常好的，不是吗？
It's so easy to get distracted by ourselves.
我们很容易就注意自己。
This is not about us.
但是实在真的不是关于我们自己。
We are followers of Jesus.
我们是耶稣基督的跟随者。
We love Jesus more than we love ourselves.
我们爱主胜过我们爱自己。
Amen? Amen?
Amen 吗？
We will follow Jesus all the days of our life.
我们要一生都来跟随耶稣。
Our allegiance is to Jesus above any other entity. Amen?
我们向主的忠诚是超过一切的人事物。
Amen? We choose Jesus.
我们选择耶稣。
We worship him and we will be like him. Amen?
我们敬拜他，因此我们会像他。
Let's say that. I worship Jesus and I will be like him.
让我们一起说，我们宣告我爱耶稣，我会像他。
We will love like Jesus.
我们会像他爱人一样。
We will hear like Jesus.
我们会听见像耶稣听见。
We will see the way Jesus sees people.
我会看见像耶稣看见人群。
We will touch people the way Jesus touches them.
我会像耶稣一样触摸人。
Amen. Let's pray as we close, and let's just pray about a few of these things.
让我们一起祷告，为着刚才我们所交通的来祷告。
May our mind ever be stayed on thee and not on me. Remember that little exhortation. God, we just pray.
我们的眼目在他身上，不在我们自己身上。
God, help us.
主耶稣帮助我们。
Help us to make this about you and not about us.
让我们知道，不是关于我们，乃是关乎你。
God, we know that you are a provider, you are a protector, that you take care of us so well.
我们知道你是供应者，也是保护者。
But we want our best attention to be focused on you.
我愿我们最好的注意力是在你的身上。
God, our eyes to be fixed on you, our worship to be given to you, Lord.
我们的眼目定睛在你身上，我们的敬拜也归于你。
And our hearts to be surrendered to you, Jesus.
我们的心也降服于你。
God, help us remember some of these simple truths this coming week.
主啊，在要来的一周里，提醒我们这个简单又重要的真理。
God, that we would study your word every day and focus on you. Our mind would be stayed on you.
每一天让我们读你的话。
Stayed on you.
心思是停留在你身上。
Stayed on you.
停留在你身上。
Amen. That we would be stayed on you. Our mind would be stayed on you, God.
让我们的心思集中在你身上。
Make us expressions of you, Lord.
让我们成为你的发表。
God, we worship you.
主啊，我们敬拜。
God, we just that we would hear, that we would see, that we'd feel, that we would touch, God, in Jesus' name.
让我们能够听见，能够看见，能够触摸，像你一样。
God, deliver us from trusting in stone and material possessions.
救我们脱离所有物质事物的依赖。
Lord, deliver us from worshiping the works of our hands.
救我们脱离敬拜我们自己手中所做的工。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the exhortation this morning.
谢谢你们听我早晨的交通。